It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, friends and neighbors, I hope you're having a wonderful day. I know for a fact that I sure am. The weather is a little cooler this week, and I sure am enjoying the nice fresh breezes. I am the fellow known various places around the globe as that friendly, smiling man who's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. Not the beverage, but the way of life we used to enjoy. You know, when people were respectful of other people, and when the economy boomed, primarily because of a prevalent work ethic. Remember those days? Maybe I can help you remember just a little bit more with a little music from that time. Let's get started with that now, shall we? Friends, you know it. This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
You better stop. Hold up now. Slow down. I mean cool it. You hear what I say? Oh yeah, to her home.
That was Laverne Baker with You Better Stop. Here's Hank Snow with 90 Miles an Hour.
I took you home from a party and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on. Till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you. As a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. I did want you now, I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end. picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you know I can never be your own. Your lips on mine are like sweet, sweet wine, but we're heading for a wall of stone. Warning signs are flashing by us, but we pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
A man by the name of Michael Cunningham once wrote, "You cannot find peace by avoiding life." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I got too many men. I change like the weather every now and then. I got too many men. I pick one, then another, and I'm gone again. I started out with one, till I met his oldest son. When I found his love was new, then I strung along with two. Then I picked up number three, when his best friend fell for me. Then I finally made it four, when a fine one moved next door. I got too many men. I got them tall and short and fat and thin. I got too many men. I pick one, then another, and I'm gone again. Then I did some shameful tricks, trapped the schoolboy that was sick. Well, I jumped at number seven, when a rich one dropped from heaven. Working early until late, I soon added number eight. I got too many men, and I leave them crying everywhere I've been. I got too many men. I pick one, then another, and I'm gone again. I let my boss be nice, just to ease his worried mind. I fell out with number 10. Now I'm looking around again. I got too many men. I pick one, then another, and I'm gone again. I got too many men. If they ever get together, it'll be a sin.
A woman in Orlando, Florida, and her fiancé ordered 4 empty 27-gallon storage tote bins. They went to get the bins and found out that they were just a little bit heavier than they should have been. They opened them up and found a total of 65 pounds of marijuana. Police are investigating. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's the sweetest in the world, and she's my steady girl, cause she's my sweetie pie. Sweetie pie.
pie. Well, she's my sweetie pie, and I love her so. Well, she's my sweetie pie, and I love her so. She's the sweetest in the world, and she's my steady girl, cause she's my sweetie pie.
That was Eddie Cochran with Sweetie Pie. Here's Jimmy Dean with Little Bitty Big John.
When he was 12 years old, he wore a 13 shoe. A little bitty big John.
Little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. He could do more work than a man could do. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. Well, they tell me that his mama was a Cajun queen, and his daddy was the strongest man that you've ever seen. Had the manner of his mama and the muscles of his dad. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big
John. A little bitty big John. When he turned 16, he was a fine young chap. A little bitty big John.
Little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. And everybody said he's a picture of his pal. A little bitty big John.
Little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. He heard all his life about Big Bad John and about the many things that Big John done. And somebody said he was Big John's son.
A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. Well, John caught a train and he left town a-flying. A little bitty big John.
Little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. Said, I'm gonna find my pappy or I'm gonna die trying. A little bitty big John.
Little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. Well, he landed in a town where they dug for coal. Went a-walking down the street with an easy stroll. And an old miner said, well, bless my soul, it's a ghost of Big John.
Little bitty big John.
The old miner ran, but he caught him in the street. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John.
Stuck out his hand, said, I think we ought to meet. They call me Little Bitty Big John.
Little Bitty Big John.
A Little Bitty Big John. When they finally got to talking, it was kind of sad, cause the old fella told him all about his dad. Said he didn't even know that Big John had a Little Bitty Big John.
A Little Bitty Big John.
The miner took his hand and he walked out of town with Little Bitty Big John.
Little Bitty Big John.
A Little Bitty Big John. Showed that hole way down in the ground to Little Bitty Big John.
Little Bitty Big John.
A Little Bitty Big John. John stood a-looking with his hat in his hand. Slowly read the words on the marble stand. And he said, yes, sir, my daddy was a big, big man. Said, Little Bitty Big John.
Little Bitty Big John.
A Little Bitty Big John. A Little Bitty Big John. A Little Bitty Big John.
Friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Today's program is underwritten by my really good friends over at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com. I use their products every day, and I've turned my bathroom into my own personal spa. The checkout code is always the word Jason at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com. Hey, don't forget to spend good quality time with the ones you love this week, especially with those kids. That's the way together you and I can bring back the nickel soda pop. So, what do you say we get back to all the fun we have here every week, right here, right now? Because this is, you know it, the Jason Kirkman Show.
I'm gonna put on my dress.
Well, folks, it's time for this week's trivia. He claimed that he was a U.S. citizen born in Huntington, West Virginia, and had been orphaned as a young child. In reality, however, he was Andreas Cornelius van Kujik from Breda in Holland. He was an illegal immigrant. He enrolled in the United States Army and was later listed as a deserter. He spent some time in solitary confinement as punishment and was later admitted to a mental institution suffering from psychosis. It was in 1948 that he pulled off one of his most inspired snow jobs when he persuaded Jimmy Davis, former country singer turned governor of Louisiana, to grant him an honorary military title. Who was he? The answer's coming up right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've.
And now, folks, for the answer to this week's trivia question. Who was that man who claimed that he was a U.S. citizen born in Huntington, West Virginia, and had been orphaned as a young child? In reality, however, he was Andreas Cornelius van Kujik from Holland. He was an illegal immigrant. He had enrolled in the U.S. Army and was later listed as a deserter. He spent some time in solitary confinement as punishment and was later admitted to a mental institution suffering from psychosis. Remember, it was in 1948 that he pulled off his most inspired snow job when he persuaded Jimmy Davis, former country singer turned governor of Louisiana, to grant him an honorary military title. Who was this man? Well, here's another hint if you need it. He later managed quite a prolific musician. His earnings from negotiating the deal for this man's movies, concerts, and merchandise came to 50% of the net profits. That artist was Elvis Presley, and if you said Tom Parker, Colonel Tom Parker, you'd be right.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You know you're just tall, that's all. All right. Hey, you got me working, boss man. Working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let bigger stop, big boss man. Now can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big. You know you're just tall, that's all. Big boss man, I can't you hear me when I call? You're just tall, that's all. All right. I'm gonna get me a boss man, one's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big. Just tall, that's all. All right. Give me a boss man, the one that's gonna treat me right. Work hard in the evening, rest easy at night. Big boss man, big boss man, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? All right. I said you ain't so big. Just tall,
well, friends and neighbors, it is time to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to remind you that if you're making any vacation or getaway plans anytime soon or in the future, don't forget to check out all we have to offer right here in southern New Mexico, the land of enchantment. You can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. These sites are always linked at my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Don't forget that today's program is underwritten by my good friends at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, where the checkout code is always the word Jason. Also, just a friendly reminder here, don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially with those children. I'm going to leave you with a great instrumental. It's Bill Haley in the Comets with Blue Comet Blues. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station. Have a great week, and God bless.